Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhoff with Farm Bureau. The third round of the state's on-farm energy investment applications for this year comes to a close this Friday. Bill McCloskey, Director of Financial Services for the Governor's Office of Ag Policy, feels like the effort is having its desired effect.
Yes, this year we focused on energy efficiency, whereby farmers make investment in equipment or technology could receive half the cost, up to $10,000, to incentivize them to implement energy savings project. And this year we've seen most of our applications have come from dairy farmers upgrading their milk cooling systems, and poultry producers then upgrading their ventilation systems.
Part of the application process, he says, is an energy audit to crunch the numbers on the energy savings payback for various projects.
We do require a energy audit. The University of Kentucky does provide that service, and this helps us evaluate the applications and score them in a competitive situation. What we're looking at is what's the energy savings of the project, and then that helps calculate a payback relative to the project cost regarding energy savings.
By the time this third round of applications is processed, he says scores of farmers will have made that investment with the matching cost share. We'll be right back.
Calling 811 before a construction or home improvement project is easy. Well, now Kentucky 811 is making it even easier, and you don't even need to pick up the phone. Just go to 811now.com. 811now lets you complete, review, and submit all of your information in one simple online form. From landscaping to fence installation, 811now ensures a safe, successful dig faster. So click before you dig and go to 811now.com to fill out the online form.
A major tenet of the whole ag development process, utilizing tobacco settlement funds to improve ag infrastructure, is to make sure these investments have a shelf life, that their impact is long-term. Bill McCloskey feels like this one qualifies on that score and is likely to continue for the foreseeable future.
The Ag Development Board has been supportive of the energy program. This is now our fifth year, so I would anticipate that the Ag Development Board will give serious consideration of making Ag Development funds available in 2015 for a similar program, and they'll probably make that decision between now and the end of December.
Based on past actions, he feels the board may fund this program to the tune of $500,000 to $1 million for 2015. We'll stay on top of that, providing future program application details in programs ahead. That wraps up today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.